This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today we have with us Stefan Eriksson, who's the CMO of Confitel. Stefan, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation.
And we also have with us Peter Gasparo, who's the regional sales director, also at Confitel. Peter, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Doug. Appreciate it.
Well, we're going to be talking about the new reality of hybrid work and how it's creating a need for more collaborative office technology that addresses every eventuality and actuality. But first, can you tell us a little bit about what Confitel is today, Stefan?
Yes, of course. And a bit of background, maybe. We're a bit more than 30-year-old company. Started in the northern part of Sweden, and we still have our headquarters here. And we actually were one of the pioneers in the early days of audio conferencing, putting the first conference phone on office tables. And so that's our heritage and where we come from. Today, it's all about video conferencing solutions. We'll hopefully learn a bit more about that later on. And today, we are not only in Sweden, in the Nordics. We are in, I think we have distribution in 65 countries at least around the globe.
And so, Stefan, it sounds like the heritage of the company does indeed go back to some of the beginnings of what we're going to be talking about, where we are doing collaborative work as opposed to just sitting in an office.
Yes. I mean, to cater for the distant meetings needs has always been our mission and focus for the company. It actually started with a bank manager here in our home city of Umeå in Sweden. He had a meeting room with some really crappy audio in his phone line. So he wanted to have to build a solution where he could have decent or really good telephone conferences. And so that's where he started. And a couple of years later, it was a tabletop solution that you could easily install.
And Peter, could you tell us a little bit about Confitel in North America?
Yeah, absolutely. We came over in 2011, and every single year, it just seems like we're continuing to grow more and more in the tabletop audio space. We've recently updated our portfolio to now include some video solutions, which we're very excited to talk about today. But we have started to develop quite a reputation here in the United States. We're a little bit smaller than some of the bigger guys in the States, but we have a nice little footprint here in the United States, Canada, and Latin America as well now.
So let's talk about that in our era of change. How has the pandemic changed conferencing needs in office environments?
Yeah, I think that early on in the pandemic, there were lots of focus on the need to space out seating in conference rooms and meeting rooms, and also touchless technology and cleaning of the devices and so on. You didn't want to share hardware because of the risk of being infected with the virus. Now the focus has gradually shifted, and now I think it's really happening what we have discussed during the pandemic, that we will need video everywhere. Anywhere and everywhere, if you like, in every meeting room. And why is that? We think that it's in every meeting, always going forward, always someone will be joining from a remote location. And that means that every meeting space also needs to be prepared for high quality video communication.
I can jump on top of that one. Conferencing has drastically changed. It used to be audio only. Everyone would walk into the conference room and there'd be a conference phone sitting on the table. That's not the world we live in anymore. As Doug, as you know, we had a lockdown here in the United States for quite some time where everyone became comfortable with video. Everyone became comfortable with being on a camera. And now that transition to the office is coming back and more companies are seeing the value of video, employees aren't having to travel from location A to location B. They're saving time. They're saving money on expenses. They can just do these video calls. Video is a staple. Video is not going anywhere anymore. More and more companies are now coming to us and saying, hey, can you outfit our small huddle rooms, which never existed before COVID? So there's more and more rooms that need to be enabled, whether it's a small huddle room or a collaboration space, because like Stefan said, there are people at home now. There's a hybrid workforce where 50% of the office is in the office and then 50% is at home. Well, that 50% at home still needs to be a part of a meeting, and they want to feel like they're a part of the meeting. So we're adding video into conference rooms, huddle rooms, larger rooms, and also your work from home space. If you have a dedicated office, or as we saw during the pandemic, a lot of people were just had makeshift offices in their bedroom or in their laundry room. So there are a number of different ways to communicate, and you can really work from anywhere nowadays with video integration.
Peter, that's interesting that you're telling me that you're outfitting environments and rooms and spaces that historically, you know, were never used for work.
Correct. Yeah, it's interesting. And it's funny, in 2020, I felt terrible for all the teachers. We outfitted thousands and thousands of classrooms with remote learning equipment. More and more schools, more and more teachers had to come to us and learn something new that they've been doing for maybe 10, 15, 20 years. And now they're doing this all virtually. So we're outfitting classrooms, but really, like you said, Doug, a lot of collaboration spaces, small 2-, 3-, 4-person tabletops are now integrating video to where they never were utilizing these spaces, but now they have to because some of their employees are at home, some of their employees are in the office. So we're starting to see more and more requests for odd rooms that we typically didn't see in the pre-COVID world that we lived in.
So, you know, Stefan, this creates a big challenge, you know, for our listeners and readers who are trying to figure out what should I be buying, or even also our channel readers, what I should be selling. What should offices be considering when investing in new technologies?
Yeah, these days we sometimes refer to the video conferencing jungle. I won't go into deep on that topic here today, but it's really a challenge for customers and also resellers sometimes to really know what to go for. And we found some principles for customer priorities already a number of years back that we find still highly valid. And the most important selection criteria when purchasing video conference products for meeting rooms, we think it's the first one is it needs to be simple to set up for the installers and the buyers. Needs to be really easy to use for the end users and also affordable, because we're talking large volumes now when every kind of meeting space, not only the traditional conference rooms, needs this kind of video solutions. And another key requirement is also to look for, we think, very important to look for platform agnostic solutions. And I just came across a fresh market study the other week from Omdia Research that looked at into what it really takes to serve a hybrid workforce. And their conclusion is that the room solutions that supports many different collaboration services are much better positioned to meet these requirements of the hybrid workplace today. Some might argue that there are some advantages of having more standardizing on and installing a solution for a particular service, but also that at the same time, more and more find that that concept is rapidly losing its charm. That's what the analysts claim anyway. So we firmly believe that users need flexibility to be able to easily jump between different cloud services. And that is something that we discuss a lot, and that also one of the main benefits of the video solutions that we offer.
Yeah, Doug, I talk to people on a daily basis that are calling me and saying, I have this we'll call it Zoom certified product in my conference room, but I had a guest come in that wants to be able to use Teams and they can't use my equipment. And that's really where Stefan's trying to get at, is it has to be an agnostic solution because the world is changing. More and more of these video platforms are popping up every day. You've got Zoom, Teams, WebEx, BlueJeans, GoToMeeting, you have Google Meet. More and more just seem to pop up every day, and you have to have an agnostic solution because if in 6 months Zoom makes a change and you don't like it and you change to something else, well, you might be out the hardware in that scenario. And that's where CompTel has really thrived in the pandemic, is we are an agnostic solution. We are just the hardware that is going to work with whatever software platform you want to bring or cloud hosted platform that you want to bring into your conference room. We can piggyback off of that. We just want to be the hardware for you.
And are these, you know, you've been talking about the, and we've also brought into the room Teams and some other trends. Are these the trends that have developed during the pandemic that you guys see as ongoing?
Absolutely, 100%. So Zoom, Teams, Skype for Business, they were here in the pre-pandemic, but no one was utilizing them. There were a small pocket of businesses doing video conferencing, but with COVID, it escalated and it exploded the popularity of these video platforms. So more and more companies are now comfortable with this software company, and more companies are coming to us to try to outfit their conference rooms with video-enabled solutions. This is the future. This is what we're going to be looking like moving forward. These are the trends. Video isn't going anywhere. Remote working isn't going anywhere. There are going to be companies that do have their remote staff come into the office full time. But what we're typically hearing is either you're home full time, 100%, or what's most common is that hybrid model, where maybe Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, you're in the office. Wednesday, Friday, you're at home. During that time, you're working, but you're also on video during video calls and things like that. So the technology is there, and CompTel is just continuing to upgrade our portfolio with different audio devices and also different video devices. But the one thing that we always say, video is the icing, audio is the cake. I can have a successful meeting with audio if my video is blurry. But if my video is crystal clear and my audio is static, not working properly, doesn't sound great, echoey, we cannot have a productive meeting. So at CompTel, we are an audio and video conferencing company, but our background is the audio side of things first and foremost, because if you can't hear in a meeting, it doesn't matter how nice your video is. So we have developed the audio platform and then added our video devices into the portfolio recently for that solution.
That's interesting because I think that shows a kind of prioritization, and also you seem to be nodding towards, you know, we are running a business and there has to be a certain utility to what we're doing.
You're exactly right in that scenario. There's more and more companies that are saying we can't conduct a meeting with a laptop speaker, with a laptop microphone and the integrated webcam. It just doesn't look professional. It doesn't sound great. It doesn't sound crisp. And that's what we do at CompTel, is we make HD audio and we have HD video for your professional meetings and your business scenario. So you want to come off professional to your customers and to your clientele.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we see now, I think, that with the pandemic, we really stepped up and what we've been waiting for many years to happen, the pickup of video meeting platforms to really happen. And it means that we are much more mature in using collaboration technology now. I mean, it's starting to feel really natural for most people. And we see that, as Peter just points to, that it also raises the expectations on the meeting experience. Now when it's part of our daily life and our work life, that we have all tried meetings with poor audio quality and where we might look at people's cheeks rather than into their eyes and see their facial expressions with sometimes blurry quality. We won't have that anymore. We need to make sure the quality is good, primarily audio, but also the visual communication side of it.
So with that in mind, Peter, how can channel installers advise on these needs?
You know, a lot of the questions that we typically ask, and we work with a number of premium partners, is what's the size of the room? What are you looking to do with this room? Do you want to tie it into your phone system? Do you want to tie it into your video platform? Are you going to have an in-room PC in this room, or are you going to bring in somebody that we're compatible and certified with, like a Barco, to try and integrate some of the newer technology into our devices and make this more of a user-friendly conference room? Do you need a conduit or any cabling or piping in the flooring to be able to run the cable management? There are a number of different options out there that cable installers and integrators utilize to install our equipment. But really, the big questions are always going to be is how many people are in the room, what do you want to connect to, and what's the size of the room?
I think we should we need to talk about a little bit our fresh online tool when it comes to look at different needs for different room types. I mean, it is a jungle out there also for installers and resellers. And we have now, I wish for this podcast at this moment to be in video so we could all show you. But you can later on go to our website, console.com, and check it out for yourself. We have an online tool that shows, I think it is almost 15 different room types. So you can easily find kind of room you intend to equip with video solution. Go in there and see what options we have available. And also we provide a second layer to the room where you can find all the cabling and wiring and the suggestion on how to install things. And I think that this, we already seen that, and the response has been tremendous from both the resellers and end customers to really understand what they need to do and how and help for them to find the right solutions.
Yeah, this is a great guide, and thanks for bringing that up. This is a great guide that shows a number of different conference rooms, and all these rooms are rooms that you probably have in your office, to the users listening at home. It has an executive office with a little 4 or 6 person tabletop. It has cubicle spaces. It has a training room, which is extremely popular with multi-purpose tables and modular tables, so those tables can be moved around. We have a solution that can fit the work from home audience all the way up to the extra large boardroom or auditorium sized conference rooms. And we've done everything in between from there. So our room guide is 100% taking a ton of traction and a very, very popular tool on our website at Comptel.com. So make sure you check that out. But yes, that will break it down for you and give you an idea of what some of the devices that we have that can fit in your conference room space or your work from home space.
You know, and I'm getting that a big factor, you know, going forward, if people are right now shopping or thinking about shopping or also talking to their clients about what to buy, we've got to look at not just replacing previous, it's not just a matter of a refresh and an update. It sounds like it's a refresh and an update about the whole way we approach conferencing.
There is, yes, absolutely. I was talking to a customer today, actually, that called in that wanted to do this exact thing. They said, well, we're returning to the office. We've been doing video for a year and a half. We want to continue on this video trend, but we have this old analog conference phone sitting on the table. We need to upgrade that device. We need something new. But more importantly, we need something easy for our employees. They don't have time training their employees, training their staffs on a number of different solutions. So what we were able to get for them was a new analog conference phone that had a USB port on it to also tie into their video platform. Now, this analog device is future-proof because all they need to do is swap out the base to an IP base when they're ready to upgrade to a voiceover IP at the end of 2022 is what they were telling me. In the meantime, we were able to get them with some new equipment, get them a camera, get them an audio device, and also tie in our hub to make it easy for the employees, a cost-effective solution, to add video into their conference room and make it all one hardware so they're not having to call company A for the camera, company B for the audio device, company C for the hub. We were able to give them in one part number, one throat to choke, so to speak, one box to give them the conference room equipment needed to integrate video into their new business and the new year.
So we're talking about this our video solutions as bring your own meeting solutions. I mean, it basically means that the user can bring their own laptop, the same one that they use in their home office that they are really comfortable with. They can bring that into the meeting room, and with only one cable connected to the camera, audio device, and also screen in the room to be ready to have a group meeting over video. So that's our big contribution, I would say, into this space at the moment, together with the audio quality and video quality.
So that sounds like one of the things that Confil is doing to specifically address hybrid work needs.
Yeah, exactly right about that. I think that even before we started talking about the hybrid workplace as a very big and important phenomenon, this was our focus and what we that's all we do almost, solutions for the hybrid workplace. And I would like to mention also, when we talk about it, I mean, the hybrid workplace and this trend means that there is a need to invest in lots of hardware. We've discussed that, and that is good. I think it's beneficial for our productivity and efficiency in the organizations long term. But we should at the same time also be thoughtful of the environmental impact that comes with that hardware we need to buy. So I'm taking the chance to mention that Confil, we are a climate neutral certified company, actually the first company in our industry to get this stamp. And it means that carbon emissions are already reduced down to zero when customers buy our products. So as we say in our slogan, you can conference with a clear climate conscience already from the first distance meeting. So that's also an advice from us to keep an eye out for that logo, the climate neutral certified logo when you buy products for your video meetings.
It is interesting that what we're talking about here involves a bigger picture than the offices involved.
Yeah, this is really close to our hearts here at Confil. I mean, throughout the years, we have discussed the benefits of not having to travel to each and every meeting. Also, when it was about telephone conferences, there were a benefit to the environment when we could exclude some business travels. Now we see a need to take further steps in this direction. And this climate neutral certification is one part of that.
Well, gentlemen, I want to really thank you for joining me today. It's been a very interesting discussion. We're not just talking about conferencing, it sounds like. We're really talking about a change in the nature of the way we work and live.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The world is changing. The world is different now than it was back in 2020. You're exactly right.
Well, Peter and Stefan, again, thank you for joining us today. I just wanted to see if, as we close out, are there resources and information that we can learn more about Confil products? And also, you guys did mention some other information about helping people guide their way through this.
Yeah, please visit our website. It's Confil with a K, confil.com. You will find our fresh room type guide, the online guide, and lots of other both articles on our standpoints when it comes to the trends, how to deal with these challenges we meet, and how to equip different room types, and lots of other discussions, and of course more detailed information about our products and solutions. And some recent news, like they like the one we issued today about our all fresh certification for Zoom phone platform.
Well, let's stay on top of CompTel information and news. I know we're going to be doing another podcast soon, but for now, Stefan, Peter, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.